This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Friday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
It looks like we're looking at an easier start. You know, yesterday the bean market reversed lower. Corn, obviously went lower as well. And so, yeah, we've had a good run here lately. There's no question there's been some short covering going on. I can't go up every day by any means, but by all means, going up to the highest level that we've seen for several weeks, you know, in beans and then closing lower really wasn't a great look. We'll have to see if buyers show up here today. I don't think the rally's over personally, but, could we take a little bit of a step back here? I think that's probably something that'd be tough to argue with.
Looking at the weather forecast for this summer, a U.S. weather forecaster expecting a chance for the La Nina weather pattern to return over the summer would cause drier conditions. I mean, that is bad news for us, obviously, because we are already dry, but we haven't really gotten that recharge here in the spring, have we?
That's right. I think the biggest issue right now, of course, is going to be your subsoil moisture situation. A lot of folks are concerned about it. Now, most farmers, if you ask them, they'd be thrilled to plant into dry conditions in the spring. Typically from a standpoint and, not having to fight mud and dodge storms, it's a lot better to be able to go into dry soil, get a really good even emergence type situation. I think that's what everyone wants to see. But the problem is whenever you don't have subsoil moisture, you're worried about your reserves being able to support you, if you stay dry. And so, there's a lot of folks that's been talking about this El Nino coming to a rapid end and transitioning into a La Nina. I think time will tell what's going to happen there, but I do think that you can still do things from a risk management standpoint as the market rallies, if it does continue to rally, to set ratchet in some floors, because the bottom line is if the timely rains show up after a dry spring, you could be looking at the recipe for an awfully big crop here this year.
And Matt, right now we've gotten several cancellations from China on potential grain purchases. Could you explain kind of what's going on there and what that has caused as far as a reaction in the marketplace?
Well, I mean, the thing is with China, I mean, they've canceled wheat shipments. I mean, there's something that a lot of folks haven't, I guess, necessarily talked about, but Russia's been dumping a lot of cheap wheat out on the world export market. Actually cheaper than what anyone else can sell it. And so, it's definitely kind of screwed this wheat market up. It's messed up exports. You've got to think that there's a decent chance that China could be looking towards them to replace some of those sales that they have canceled. And so moving forward, it'd be very interesting to see kind of how that all plays out. But by all means, Russia has really got this wheat market in a bad situation. It's interesting, too, because your world stocks and stocks to usage levels continue to whittle themselves down from what we've seen historically, which is always 50% and above in the past. Right now the market seems relatively unconcerned, 15% lower than that. So it'd be very interesting to kind of see how this plays out. But I don't look at the wheat market as being a bearish situation. I think that you'll find support somewhere in here, but by all means, right now, it's definitely been held underwater, in my opinion, by this situation with Russia.
On the other side of the marketplace, what's happening with the protein sector?
Well, yesterday, cattle looked pretty good in the morning, and then we turned around and, we headed lower. Obviously, kind of a rough day as far as fats and feeders were concerned, but we've had some awfully good days here lately. I don't want to get too beat up over it. You look over to the hog market and it was fairly quiet. So, I don't know how we'll finish out the week here. One thing to note, though, whenever you look, for instance, at your proteins, is that for quite a while, corn was moving lower, and cattle and hogs have been able to kind of be the beneficiary of not having to worry about, higher corn prices, because obviously that's a detriment to a lot of times the relationship with futures. And so, I don't know, you finally catch a little bit of a breath of fresh air in this corn market, and it seems to me like cattle held together fairly well, but we just kind of leveled off. It seemed like those easy upward gains that we'd seen for some time, didn't happen. And so I think moving forward, it's going to be interesting to see what the funds do. The funds know we've got extreme tightness coming up later in the year. at least versus what we saw last year. And so with that being the case, being a futures market, you know, when will they maybe step in and try to run this thing to new all-time highs? I think it's a possibility. If they do, it's probably going to happen before anyone thinks it's going to happen.
In the conversations you've had with producers, we've talked quite a bit in the recent months about how low the cattle supply is in the country. But in those talks with producers, what have been those conversations about what the conditions would need to look like? What would need to happen for that herd size to start being rebuilt?
You know, the thing is, of course, first thing you got to have is the pasture, you know, and I think that more people have better situations with pasture farther west than Iowa. Obviously, Iowa is very dry when you look at the drought map, but you get farther than that, and there's definitely a little bit better situation on moisture. So my thought process, first of all, you got to have the pasture. Second of all, of course, these gals are bringing a lot of money. You don't throw shade at anybody wanting to sell a common old heifer for $1,800 to $2,000, but I don't think that we should lose sight of this. As you've fed heifers the last couple of years, we continue to dwindle the total cattle herd inventory. Last year is a 65-year low. This year it's a 73-year low. And so what that tells you is regardless of what people decide to do, you've got less cattle available to be able to feed to begin with. And so if they do, or when they do, we know they're going to start retaining heifers at some point. When they do, you know, you're looking at excessively low cattle on feed and placement numbers. And so that's going to be interesting to see. Is that going to happen this year? Probably not to a great degree, but I do think more people will actually retain heifers this year than we've seen in the last two or three years. I just don't think it's going to be enough to make a sizable difference.
Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net, appreciate your insight as always. What is the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Just AgMarket.net. That's the best place to be able to get a hold of all the stuff that we do, find out our technology, our contact info, and, you know, if they want one of us to come out and do a meeting for them, you can get all that information right there on the website.
Matt, thanks so much for the time here today. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Same to you, bud.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up one even at 434 and three quarters. May soybeans down 9 even at 11.86 and a quarter. May soybean meal down $1.80 at 335.60. May soybean oil down 50 cents at 47.89. Chicago wheat up 1 even at 533 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat up 1 and 3 quarters at 657 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1 and a half at 573 and a quarter. And May oats down 5 even at 366 and a half. On the Merck, April live cattle down 12 cents at 186.82. March feeder cattle up 75 cents at 248.22. April lean hogs up 22 cents at 85.25. April pork cutout unchanged at 92.60. And Class 3 milk down 2 pennies at 16.45. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.